Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, collecting contributions for 11 local food banks during a holiday food drive in December. Donations will be used to purchase bulk foods. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com/events.
Say, Stein, you know, I just got home from a week away for Thanksgiving, enjoying myself with no cell phone reception, no internet, no ads, no television, and all I hear about is buying stuff, holiday gifts, holiday that.
Buy, buy, buy. Of course, I never buy anything for anyone.
That may be so, but as much as I'm standing here kvetching about this, I saw something that I thought was a great idea if you were going to buy somebody something.
Okay, what would it be?
It's an online cooking class, like craftsy.com.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is not my kind of thing, but I got turned onto it by a friend, and there's a bunch of cookbook authors that we adore, you and me, I'm talking, who will teach you for a fee or give it to someone as a gift, and you too can watch their video lessons one after the other. I thought this was very cool. You know who was on there? Your girlfriend, Andrea Wynn.
Not my girlfriend.
she is your girlfriend, and you can learn to make dumplings through her Craftsy videos. Ditto from Molly Stevens, who we love, and our pal, local cookbook author Cynthia Nims, who will teach from her Salty Snacks cookbook as well as her French Home Cooking, The Essential Techniques. And you know what?
What?
Peter Reinhardt, whose pizza recipe I adore, but I've never made it myself, actually teaches them on the Craftsy site.
What is it, like an 18-day cold ferment?
No, it isn't. But what I do know about it is that my friend David uses it as the basis for his fabulous homemade pizza. And I've always wanted him to teach me that. So interestingly enough, when we were on vacation over Thanksgiving, I got to teach him and his daughter how to make my pie crust, which of course isn't my pie crust at all. It's Dr. Barbara Schwartz's pie crust, which I learned.
Yeah.
A PCC cooking school.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, it's really wonderful to consider doing something like buying someone an online cooking class. But what might even be better is to offer to teach it yourself, because that's free.
Well, you know, I actually once did teach a cooking class. It was many years ago, and I don't even remember how it was I ever got inveigled into doing this thing. But it was at the old Chaplain's Pantry in Tacoma. Recall very clearly that none of the people that were there actually seemed very interested in cooking.
So what were they doing there, Stein?
I have no idea. Maybe it was like a social thing. I had fun, though. Well, you've got a terrific idea, and I think it's always better to give something that's experiential, if you forgive such a highfalutin term, rather than just something that's a thing.
So, Stein, if you were going to give me the gift of you teaching me something in your kitchen or mine, what would it be?
Well, of all the stuff that I cook, I have to admit this, and I've never admitted it out loud before, the one dish that I make that I'm proudest of is, after 20 years of fooling around with this thing, I have finally managed, I think, to perfectly recreate the Chinese-American dish, shrimp with lobster sauce, exactly as I remember it from the old House of Wu in New Rochelle. And this has taken a long time.
Okay, well, I would definitely like to learn that, because I grew up on shrimp with lobster sauce,
yeah.
And I'd imagine yours is the most delicious thing I've ever tasted.
It absolutely is. And if you like, I will even teach it to you this holiday season.
Thank you, Santa. With KPLU food talker Dick Stein, I'm Nancy.
In a class by yourself.
Leeson.